This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Allison Stewart. Freezing rain, biting wind, and snow have slammed part of the states this past week, and there is more to come. It's hard to believe that today is only the first day of winter, and things don't seem so warm or bright in London either. But essayist Diane Roberts manages to see the light.
London is a winter city. It comes into its own when the last leaf has fallen and the air turns cold as stone. Summer in London always feels forced, everyone quickly shedding as many clothes as is legal, determined to have fun, forget work and school and all the cares of the world, while the flowers run riot and the grass is hot green. But once frost appears in Hyde Park, and sweaters and umbrellas are pressed back into service, there's this collective sigh of relief. Back to the lowered expectations of regular life. Now, if you're not used to it, the early darkness can come as a shock. So in December, night descends in mid-afternoon. There's consolation, though, in the Christmas lights that begin to appear even before Advent. The British call them fairy lights, which seems right since they transform the solemn old buildings into places of glamour and enchantment. Oxford Street is lit by flickering silver chandeliers that seem to float in the air above the department stores. Huge bows made of twinkling strings festoon Bond Street, and South Moulton Street is hung with spiky golden sunbursts. From the top of the number 6 bus, I can see the bright illuminations of Piccadilly Circus reflected in windows all around. They're ads for Coca-Cola and Sony and Beyoncé's new album, of course, not decorations, and in the summer they look tawdry. But in deep December they are rich and magical, throwing out the colors of rubies and emeralds. On Regent Street, the number 6 bus passes under large nets of ice-blue lights in the shape of 5 pointed stars, new young constellations in the evening sky. People used to make bonfires on the hills, a symbolic demand that the sun should return after the solstice. In freezing churches, people lit candles to mimic some of the glory of heaven. In the dark city of London, the fairy lights bring the stars closer to earth, the light shining in the darkness that the darkness cannot overpower.
Diane Roberts will be spending her Christmas at home in Tallahassee, Florida.